This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Hillary Niles. Two bills that would create a prescription drug monitoring program in Missouri received a hearing today before a state Senate committee. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, one of the bills is structured in a way that's designed to block the proposal.
Physician and GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph is an outspoken critic of prescription drug monitoring. He says it would violate citizens' privacy rights.
But I have agreed to carry the bill, given that it goes to a vote of the people, and that nothing will be construed to require a pharmacist or prescriber to obtain information about a patient from the database.
Schaff admitted that his strategy is to pass a version of the bill that voters will likely defeat at the polls. The other version would not require voter approval. Supporters of a monitoring program say it would help combat doctor shopping, where drug addicts or dealers try to get multiple prescriptions of OxyContin or similar controlled substances. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
No action was taken today on either bill, but Missouri lawmakers have endorsed two proposals that would expand gas companies' allowance for infrastructure surcharges. The surcharges are used to pay for infrastructure system replacements. They must be approved by the Public Service Commission, and they can be levied between the utility's formal rate cases. Under current law, the formal rate cases are filed every 3 years. The proposed changes would extend that frequency to every 5 years. They also would increase the cap on how much gas companies could collect through the surcharge. Separate versions of the legislation passed both the House and Senate today. The bills now switch chambers. The Missouri Senate granted preliminary approval yesterday to a bill that would decrease the state income tax by 0.75%. The bill, proposed by Republican Senator Will Krause, would bring the state's income tax closer in line with neighboring Kansas. But Democratic Senator Jolie Justice says now is not the time.
I think that we have not even begun to fully fund our education formula in the state of Missouri, and we are woefully underfunding higher education in the state of Missouri. Until we meet those minimum requirements, I don't think we need to be talking about cutting an additional $1 billion worth of revenue from our state budget.
The bill would increase the state's sales tax to make up for the loss of income tax revenue. Justice says she'll vote no when the bill goes up for a final vote. And the Missouri House has passed a bill that would amend the term limits law passed by state voters in 1992. Currently, lawmakers are limited to 8 years in the House and 8 in the Senate. A proposed constitutional amendment would simply limit time in office to 16 years, spent entirely in one chamber or in any combination between the two. Supporters say the change would allow the General Assembly to operate better. The advocacy group U.S. Term Limits says the proposal is an effort to, quote, cling to office. House members today approved the measure nearly 4-1. It now moves to the Senate. If passed, the proposal would appear on the ballot. For KBIA News, this is Hillary Niles.